Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My website's for Small Business Advocate. .com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Rick Lepsinger is our guest, our good friend, 12-year member of our Brain Trust, president of On Point Consulting, author of Flexible Leadership, also Closing the Execution Gap. That's just a couple of his many books. He's one of our top leadership experts in the Brain Trust. In the previous segment, Rick, you talked to us about the differences between transactional and transformational leadership. And why we needed to know the difference, why we should care. Both of them used as we manage our people, as we manage our organization. And we both agreed, and you talk about this all the time, you make a living helping people understand that the key to success in the future for anybody who's in charge, who's responsible, whose desk the buck stops on, is more about leadership and less about management, right?
Yeah. It's really, you really got to focus on both. I mean, they're both really, really important. It's different behavior.
But if you're the CEO, you lead people who manage, to me, and help them and help them become leaders. Somebody told me once, Rick, manage things, lead people. What do you think about that?
As a little soundbite, I think it makes sense. But in general, and this is just my overall point of view, I think, you know, the continued separation of leading and managing as if they're two totally different universes, I think is very misleading for people. Because even CEOs need to be able to manage. I mean, again, it's not just about a big vision, and it's not just being, you know, transformational and managing change.
Right.
It really is about attending to the operation. Now, you have people on your team that do the day-to-day work, that really get down there in the nitty-gritty, but you still have to be able to have the same sentiment. Planning is a managerial task. Monitoring operations is a managerial task.
Right.
And personally, leaders who say, well, I'm not going to monitor because that's for managers, I think are missing the boat and not really understanding what their overall responsibility is.
Well, and I don't disagree with you. And if you're a small business owner, you better be managing your own cash flow, I can tell you that. So you've got four areas of transformational leadership you'd like to point out. Talk to us about those.
Yeah, the key here on this old notion of transformational leadership is when we talk about it, it sounds like it's otherworldly. It sounds like it's only for the rare few. It sounds like it's only for those charismatic individuals who were born into it. But transformational leadership is actually something that you can learn and develop. We are all able to be transformational leaders. It's not just some high capability that only a rare few have. So the four key components, you know, are around having a calling, this notion of charisma, challenging people, and caring. And, you know, we like to have, you know, consistency in our label. So here we have those four C's. But this idea of a calling is really a vision, you know, having some sense of where you want the organization to be going forward. But, again, the important thing to remember here is that this vision of the future doesn't have to be a lofty, break the bank,
right,
change the way we look kind of vision. It could be something as straightforward as, you know, moving to a paperless office.
Mm-hmm.
It could be taking some of the redundancy out of the workflow. It could be basic things, but it's a picture of where you want this organization to go. So it doesn't have to be big and, you know, transformational in the sense of change the way we operate, but it's where you see the business going overall. And then it's about, you know, enlisting people in that vision, getting people to see both the importance of it
and that's part of the next one, right? Charisma. Is charisma a word that puts some people off, you think?
Well, that's exactly right. Charisma, and again, we're probably using it here because it's those four C's, but charisma also has the implication of something that only a few people have. What charisma is basically about connecting with people. That's really all we mean by that. It's not being larger than life.
But it's also, it is to some degree inspiring people too. One of the ways I think I inspire people, Rick, is they say, "Well, heck, if Blasingame can do it, I can do that." I think that's one of the ways I inspire people.
That's the way you model it, right? But, you know, it's about creating some enthusiasm and some excitement. But it doesn't mean you have to be a hyper-energy person.
Right.
You can create.
You don't have to walk on water to have charisma, folks. That's one thing for sure. Give us one more, Rick, before we wrap things up.
Well, the other piece is really about challenging people to do their best. So it's about encouraging, you know, critical thinking, not letting biases direct your thinking, but to have an open mind when you're looking at stuff, and to be resilient around change and to be open and capable around change. Those are two key dynamics.
And people have to know, if you're going to lead people, they have to know that you're in it for them, don't they? They have to believe that
exactly
you've got
their
back.
Exactly right. That kind of pulls it all together.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, I need your website one more time, please.
It's onpointconsultingllc.com.
All right. Hey, Rick, it's always a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Rick Lepsinger, ladies and gentlemen. Wasn't that a great tour of 21st century leadership? We all have to focus on this more. Ladies and gentlemen, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.